Welcome back to the Florida Fire Frogs pregame show. I'm here with Thursday night's winner, Ian Anderson. Ian, how did it feel to get the first win of the season out of the way?
It was awesome, especially to come back and lose the first two games of the series, come back and be able to split the series with them was good. And we played great. Guys played great behind me, and it's good to kind of get that one out of the way after, I think, 10 starts, get my first win. So
the start in Clearwater, you lasted just two innings, but last night, again, the seven frames, which is the two runs allowed. What was the difference between Saturday and last night?
I think I was just more locked in, more ready to go. I was able to kind of battle through tough situations a little better last night than I was previous start against Clearwater. So just kind of being able to focus on what I do and kind of attack the hitters to my strengths, I think helped me get through seven.
And you also had a couple of strikeouts last night that you buried some pitches with. Was that a scouting report thing, or was that just the feel of the game as it went along?
Kind of just the feel of the game as it went on. Like I said, talking about doing what I do well, and when I'm pitching well, the fastball is getting the majority of strikes and getting chased on the breaking ball. So kind of just pitching to what I do, I'd say.
And director of pitching Dave Wallace is in town. I saw after BP, all the pitchers were huddled up listening to some instructions from him. What kind of advice was he giving out there?
Kind of like I've just been harping on, these hitters aren't, Bryce Harper, Hall of Famers and guys like that. Nothing against them, but, just kind of got to go out there and pitch with confidence and pitch to your strength and not read too much in the scouting report. Use it when you need to, but, you're going to get these guys out with what you do well. So we kind of, as a staff, got away from that, but I think that good things will be coming, the next month and after the All-Star break.
This past week, the first-year player draft happened. You were the third pick overall in 2016. What was draft week like for you, even especially being a day one pick in the first round? And kind of take us through the motions of draft day.
Yeah, it was awesome. Being in my backyard almost, just 3-hour drive to New York City, it was cool. My whole family was able to be there, and, they treated us really well. I got to meet the commissioner and all that and be on MLB Network. It was really cool. And one of my buddies who I played with throughout that summer was there too, and he ended up getting drafted in the first round as well. So just cool to see all the other guys that I played with growing up getting drafted, and kind of a fulfillment of one of the goals that I had, and obviously a lot more work to be done. So
did you know you were gonna go that high or even in the first round?
Yeah, I mean, had a decent idea that might be a first rounder. So but still, I mean, it's tough. You never really know until the team takes you. So definitely still very nerve-wracking experience, and you feel much better once it's all over.
Your brother caught your last start in high school. What was it like, not only throwing to your brother, but a twin brother at that? Were you ever not on the same page when he was behind the plate?
No, I mean, usually we had a joke. He wouldn't even put signs down. We'd just know, what pitch to throw. But it was awesome. He's doing really well for himself now, pitching in college. So he got out behind the dish, which kind of helped him. He said, you got to get out from back there. So he's doing really well. And it was just fun, growing up. He would always catch me. I kind of pigeonholed him into that because I would always need someone to throw to. So he took it and ran with it, and it was awesome.
Ian Anderson, thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you.
We'll be back with starting lineups and first pitch right after this on the Florida Fire Frogs pregame show on the Florida Fire Frogs Broadcasting Network.